Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 1, The Art of Legal Negotiation. Preparation in legal negotiation. Preparation is arguably the most critical phase of negotiation, laying the groundwork for successful outcomes. It involves a multifaceted approach that considers legal, personal, and strategic elements. Meticulous preparation not only enhances a negotiator's chances of achieving favorable results but also instills confidence, poise, and a sense of control throughout the process. Legal research. Understanding legal frameworks and precedents, negotiators must have a comprehensive grasp of the laws and regulations that apply to the case at hand. This involves delving into statutes, case law, and legal principles that could influence negotiation tactics and outcomes. Legal research tools and databases are invaluable in this process, enabling negotiators to find relevant precedents that support their position or anticipate arguments the opposition might use. A thorough understanding of legal frameworks is essential for several reasons. First, it provides a solid foundation for developing a negotiation strategy aligned with the law's boundaries. Second, it enables negotiators to identify potential pitfalls or areas of legal vulnerability, allowing them to proactively address these issues before they become obstacles in the negotiation. Third, familiarity with relevant precedents can lend credibility and legitimacy to a negotiator's position, making it more difficult for the opposing party to dismiss or challenge. Identifying potential legal strategies. Through thorough research, negotiators can identify various legal avenues and strategies that could be employed. This might include leveraging specific legal principles, utilizing procedural tactics, or even identifying weaknesses in the opposing party's legal position. For instance, a negotiator representing a client in a contract dispute might uncover legal principles that support their interpretation of ambiguous contract terms. Armed with this knowledge, they could craft a strategy that emphasizes these principles, potentially convincing the other party to concede or compromise. Alternatively, a negotiator might discover procedural avenues that could provide leverage, such as filing a motion or initiating alternative dispute resolution processes. By understanding these options, the negotiator can strategically deploy them as bargaining chips or use them as a credible threat if negotiations stall. Understanding client needs. Client objectives and priorities. A deep dive into the client's goals, both short-term and long-term, is essential. This requires open, honest communication with the client to understand not just the immediate legal issue but also how it fits into the client's broader objectives. Effective negotiators recognize that legal disputes rarely exist in isolation. They are often intertwined with larger business, personal, or strategic considerations. By delving into the client's priorities and motivations, negotiators can tailor their approach to align with the client's overarching interests. For instance, a client embroiled in a contract dispute might prioritize preserving a valuable business relationship over maximizing monetary compensation. This insight would significantly shape the negotiator's strategy and the concessions they are willing to make. Limits and flexibilities. Understanding the boundaries within which the negotiation must operate, including the client's bottom line, is crucial. However, it's also important to identify areas where the client may have flexibility, as this can provide valuable leverage in negotiations. Clients often provide negotiators with clear boundaries or lines in the sand that must not be crossed. These limits might relate to financial considerations, legal principles, or other non-negotiable factors. Respecting these limits is paramount, as overstepping them can damage the client-attorney relationship and undermine the negotiator's credibility. However, negotiators should also explore areas where the client might be willing to compromise or make concessions. These flexibilities can serve as valuable bargaining chips, enabling the negotiator to make strategic trades or offers that facilitate agreement. For example, a client involved in a real estate dispute might be inflexible on the property sale price but open to accommodating the buyer's desired closing timeline. By recognizing and leveraging this flexibility, the negotiator can craft a more attractive package deal, increasing the chances of a mutually satisfactory resolution. Analyzing the opposing party. interests, weaknesses, and tactics, researching the opposing party involves more than just understanding their legal position. It requires an analysis of their interests, potential weaknesses, and what they hope to achieve. This information can inform the negotiation strategy, helping to predict and counter the opponent's moves. Skilled negotiators recognize that legal disputes often mask deeper underlying interests and motivations. By probing beyond the surface-level legal arguments, they can uncover the opposing party's true goals and drivers. For instance, a company embroiled in an intellectual property dispute might be primarily motivated by a desire to protect its market share or reputation, rather than solely by monetary considerations. Identifying these interests can provide valuable leverage points for negotiation. A negotiator armed with this knowledge can craft proposals or concessions that address the opposing party's core motivations, making it more likely that they will accept a compromise. Additionally, understanding the opposing party's potential weaknesses, whether legal, financial, or reputational, can inform the negotiator's strategy and bargaining tactics. By exploiting these vulnerabilities judiciously, the negotiator can gain a strategic advantage without compromising ethical standards or jeopardizing the potential for a mutually beneficial resolution. Negotiation history and behavior. A thorough investigation of the opposing party's past negotiation behaviors can offer insights into their tactics, preferences, and possible strategies they might employ in the current negotiation. Skilled negotiators recognize that patterns often emerge in an individual's or organization's negotiation approach. By researching the opposing party's history, negotiators can identify tendencies or tells that might reveal their true intentions or negotiation style. For example, if an opposing party has a history of making aggressive opening offers or employing delay tactics, the negotiator can prepare countermeasures and avoid being caught off guard. Conversely, if the opposing party tends to make concessions early in negotiations, the negotiator might adopt a more patient approach, allowing the other side to make initial concessions before reciprocating. By understanding the opposing party's negotiation history and behavior, the negotiator can tailor their strategy to account for these tendencies, increasing the likelihood of a successful outcome. Scenario planning. Anticipating scenarios. By envisioning various negotiation scenarios, a negotiator can prepare responses and strategies for different outcomes. This includes best case, worst case, and most likely scenarios, ensuring that the negotiator remains adaptable and can steer the negotiation effectively under various conditions. Negotiation is a dynamic process, and even the most meticulously prepared strategy can be upended by unexpected developments or curveballs thrown by the opposing party. To mitigate this risk, skilled negotiators engage in scenario planning, a process of envisioning and preparing for a range of potential outcomes. This practice involves identifying the best-case scenario, where the negotiation unfolds optimally, and developing a strategy to capitalize on this opportunity. Conversely, negotiators must also consider the worst-case scenario, where negotiations break down or the opposing party adopts an uncompromising stance. By preparing contingency plans for such situations, negotiators can avoid being caught off guard and maintain control over the process. Perhaps most importantly, negotiators should anticipate the most likely scenario, the path that negotiations are statistically most likely to follow based on the available information and analysis. By developing a comprehensive strategy for this scenario, negotiators can maximize their chances of achieving a favorable outcome within the expected parameters of the negotiation. Developing a comprehensive strategy, this involves synthesizing all gathered information to craft a strategy that aligns with the client's goals and accounts for the legal context and the opposing party's potential actions. It's about being proactive rather than reactive, setting the stage for a successful negotiation. The culmination of the preparation phase is the development of a comprehensive negotiation strategy. This strategy should be a synthesis of the legal research, client insights, and opponent analysis conducted earlier in the process. A well-crafted strategy should clearly articulate the negotiator's objectives and desired outcomes, while also accounting for potential obstacles or counterarguments from the opposing party. It should leverage the negotiator's strengths and exploit any weaknesses or vulnerabilities identified in the opposing party's position. The strategy should also incorporate contingency plans and alternative approaches, allowing the negotiator to pivot or adapt as circumstances change during the negotiation. This proactive approach, rooted in thorough preparation, positions the negotiator to dictate the flow and direction of the negotiation, rather than merely reacting to the other side's moves. Effective negotiators recognize that a comprehensive strategy is not a static document, but rather a living framework that evolves as new information becomes available or circumstances shift. By remaining flexible and open to revising their approach, negotiators can navigate even the most complex and fluid negotiations with confidence and clarity. Communication in legal negotiation. Effective communication is the mechanism through which negotiation unfolds. It's not just about what is said, but how it's conveyed, encompassing verbal, nonverbal, and listening skills. Mastering these communication elements can mean the difference between a successful outcome and an impasse. Clarity and conciseness. Complex legal terms and concepts, legal negotiations can become bogged down by jargon and complex concepts. Striving for clarity and conciseness helps ensure that all parties are on the same page, facilitating a more productive negotiation. The legal profession is replete with specialized terminology and nuanced concepts that can be confusing or intimidating to non-lawyers. While these technical terms serve an important purpose in legal discourse, they can become barriers to effective communication in a negotiation setting. Skilled negotiators recognize the importance of translating complex legal concepts into clear, concise language that all parties can understand. This approach not only helps to build rapport and trust but also ensures that key points and proposals are accurately conveyed and comprehended. For example, instead of relying on obscure legal jargon, a negotiator might use analogies or real-world examples to illustrate a point. By making concepts more relatable and accessible, the negotiator increases the chances of fostering genuine understanding and agreement. Active listening. Understanding beyond words, active listening involves fully engaging with the speaker, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. It's about hearing the underlying concerns and emotions, not just the surface-level content. In the heat of a negotiation, it can be tempting for negotiators to focus solely on their own arguments and rebuttals, tuning out the other party's statements. However, effective negotiators recognize the critical importance of active listening, a skill that involves fully engaging with the speaker's message and intent. Active listening extends beyond simply hearing the words being spoken. It involves picking up on subtle cues, tone, and body language that can reveal deeper concerns or motivations. By demonstrating a genuine interest in understanding the other party's perspective, negotiators can uncover valuable insights that might otherwise be missed. Moreover, active listening fosters an atmosphere of respect and collaboration, reducing the likelihood of misunderstandings or emotional escalations that can derail negotiations. When parties feel truly heard and understood, they are more likely to reciprocate with open and honest communication, facilitating a constructive dialogue. Nonverbal cues. The power of body language, nonverbal signals can convey confidence, openness, or defensiveness, significantly influencing the negotiation's tone. Positive body language fosters an atmosphere conducive to agreement. Communication in negotiation is not limited to spoken words. It also encompasses a range of nonverbal cues that can shape perceptions and influence outcomes. Body language, facial expressions, and physical gestures can convey subtle messages that reinforce or contradict verbal statements. Skilled negotiators are adept at reading and interpreting these nonverbal signals, using them to gauge the other party's level of engagement, receptivity, and emotional state. For instance, closed-off body postures or averted eye contact might signal discomfort or resistance, while open gestures and direct eye contact can convey confidence and openness. Perhaps more importantly, negotiators must be mindful of the nonverbal cues they are projecting. Positive body language, such as leaning forward, maintaining good posture, and using open hand gestures, can foster an atmosphere of collaboration and mutual understanding. Conversely, defensive or aggressive nonverbal signals can escalate tensions and impede progress. By mastering the art of nonverbal communication, negotiators can enhance their ability to connect with the other party, build rapport, and steer the negotiation toward a positive outcome. Emotional intelligence. Managing emotions, recognizing and managing one's emotions, as well as interpreting the emotions of others, is vital. This emotional awareness can prevent conflicts from escalating and help maintain a constructive negotiation environment. Negotiations, particularly those involving high stakes or contentious issues, can be emotionally charged affairs. Frustration, anger, and other powerful emotions can arise, potentially derailing the process if left unchecked. Emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions is a critical skill for effective negotiators. By developing self-awareness and emotional regulation, negotiators can maintain a level head and avoid being swayed by momentary emotional impulses that could undermine their strategy or compromise their position. Moreover, emotional intelligence extends to the ability to interpret and respond to the emotions of others. By recognizing when the opposing party is becoming frustrated, defensive, or overwhelmed, skilled negotiators can adjust their approach or introduce tactics to diffuse tensions and refocus the discussion. For example, a negotiator might call for a brief recess when emotions run high, allowing both parties to regroup and regain composure. Alternatively, they might acknowledge and validate the other party's feelings, demonstrating empathy and a willingness to address underlying concerns. By cultivating emotional intelligence, negotiators can navigate even the most emotionally charged negotiations with poise and professionalism, increasing the chances of reaching a mutually satisfactory resolution. Empathy in legal negotiation. Empathy bridges the gap between legal strategy and human connection, facilitating solutions that address the needs and interests of all parties involved. While legal negotiation may be rooted in logical arguments and legal principles, empathy is the key to unlocking truly collaborative and enduring resolutions. Building rapport. Creating a positive relationship, demonstrating genuine interest and understanding can build a foundation of trust and respect, making it easier to navigate difficult negotiations and reach a consensus. Effective negotiators recognize that building rapport with the opposing party is not merely a matter of courtesy or social grace, it's a strategic imperative. When parties feel respected, heard, and understood, they are more likely to approach the negotiation with an open mind and a willingness to collaborate. Building rapport begins with simple acts of human connection, such as making eye contact, using the other party's name, and acknowledging their perspective. By demonstrating a genuine interest in understanding their motivations, concerns, and underlying interests, negotiators can establish a positive relationship that transcends the immediate legal dispute. Moreover, rapport-building efforts should extend beyond the formal negotiation setting. Skilled negotiators might engage in casual conversation, sharing anecdotes or finding common ground on non-legal topics. These seemingly insignificant interactions can help humanize the parties involved, making it easier to navigate difficult discussions and find mutually acceptable solutions. Facilitating understanding. Seeing the other side, empathy allows negotiators to grasp the motivations and concerns behind the opposing party's stance. This understanding is crucial for developing solutions that are acceptable to both sides. Legal disputes often arise from differing perspectives and interpretations, with each party firmly entrenched in their own viewpoint. Empathy is the bridge that allows negotiators to transcend these divides and truly understand the other side's motivations and concerns. By actively listening and seeking to comprehend the underlying interests driving the opposing party's position, negotiators can uncover valuable insights that might otherwise be overlooked. This deeper understanding can inform the development of creative solutions that address both parties' core needs, rather than merely resolving the surface-level legal dispute. For example, in a contract negotiation, a party might initially appear to be fixated on a specific financial term. However, by exercising empathy and probing deeper, the negotiator might discover that the underlying concern is actually about risk mitigation or maintaining a competitive edge. Armed with this insight, the negotiator can craft proposals that address these root issues, increasing the likelihood of reaching a mutually satisfactory agreement. Reducing conflict. De-escalating tensions, by validating the other party's feelings and concerns, even when disagreements arise, negotiators can maintain a level of respect and cooperation, keeping the negotiation on track toward a positive outcome. Even the most well-intentioned negotiations can become contentious, with tensions rising and conflicts threatening to derail progress. In these moments, empathy becomes a powerful tool for de-escalating tensions and maintaining a constructive environment. Empathetic negotiators recognize that acknowledging and validating the other party's emotions and concerns is not a sign of weakness or capitulation. Rather, it's a strategic approach to diffusing conflicts and fostering a spirit of cooperation. By demonstrating a genuine understanding of the other party's perspective, even when disagreements arise, negotiators can signal respect and a willingness to find common ground. This can help prevent minor disagreements from escalating into full-blown conflicts, keeping the negotiation focused on finding mutually acceptable solutions. Moreover, empathy can help negotiators reframe contentious issues in a more positive light. Rather than dwelling on areas of disagreement, an empathetic approach might highlight shared interests or overarching goals, refocusing the parties on their common objectives and increasing the likelihood of finding a collaborative resolution. In summary, empathy is not merely a soft skill in legal negotiation, it's a powerful strategic asset that can facilitate understanding, build trust, and pave the way for lasting, mutually beneficial agreements. Conclusion. Preparation and effective communication are the cornerstones of successful legal negotiation. By meticulously preparing through legal research, client consultation, and strategic analysis, negotiators can enter into negotiations with confidence and a well-crafted game plan. However, even the most thorough preparation is only as effective as the communication skills employed during the negotiation itself. Mastering the art of clear, concise communication, active listening, nonverbal cues, and emotional intelligence is crucial for navigating the complexities and emotional dynamics of legal negotiations. Ultimately, empathy serves as the thread that weaves these elements together, fostering understanding, building rapport, and facilitating resolutions that address the core interests of all parties involved.